Today's episode of 12 Hop Flop is brought to you by our friends at Try the World. Take a food journey around the world by visiting 12hopflop.com/try the world. More on them in a bit. Hi there, Hoppy friends. It's Floppy, your favourite little rabbit, here with another episode of 12 Hop Flop. Today, I'm cosied up in my burrow, and 8-Bit is nibbling on some hay nearby. Life is good. I hope you're all feeling as snug as we are. You know, us bunnies really love our cosy spots, places where we feel safe, loved, and like we truly belong. That's why today, we're going to chat about something that's just as important for you humans as it is for us rabbits, creating a sense of belonging. Whether you're part of a big family or have just a few close friends, everyone needs to feel like they belong somewhere. So, let's hop into today's topic together. Now, let me tell you, belonging is a big deal for bunnies like me. You see, in the wild, we rabbits live in groups called colonies. We stick together because, well, there's safety in numbers, and it's much more fun to share a burrow with friends. When I'm with 8-Bit, I know I'm safe, and I can relax knowing I've got a buddy by my side. That sense of connection, of being part of something bigger, is so important for us. And guess what? It's just as important for you humans too. For us bunnies, belonging means having a space where we feel understood and accepted, where we're never alone. It's knowing that when we thump our foot or twitch our nose, someone gets it. Just like when you have that friend who can finish your sentences or knows exactly what you need when you've had a tough day. It's that feeling of being part of a community, whether it's your family, friends, or even a group of like-minded people online. Just like we need our colony, you need your own circle where you feel connected and valued. Every bunny needs a burrow, a special place that's all ours, where we feel safe and comfy. My burrow is a cozy little spot filled with soft hay, and it's where I go when I want to feel secure. But I know you humans need your own version of a burrow too. It might be a corner of your living room, a favourite chair, or even just a spot where you can unwind after a long day. Creating this space is so important because it's where you can let your guard down, be yourself, and recharge. Think about it. What makes you feel safe and comfortable? Is it the warmth of a soft blanket, the glow of a candle, or maybe some music that calms your mind? Just like we rabbits burrow into the earth to find shelter, you can build your own little nest of comfort in your home. And it's not just about physical comfort. It's about emotional safety too. When you have a space that feels like yours, where you can be at ease, it's easier to feel like you belong, both to yourself and to the world around you. So, take a moment to think about your own burrow. How can you make it a place that truly reflects who you are and what makes you feel good? Maybe add a few things that make you smile or remind you of happy times. The more you make it yours, the more you'll feel that deep sense of belonging every time you're there. Now, let's talk about something every bunny knows well, the importance of connections. You see, 8-Bit and I didn't just become best friends overnight. It took time, patience, and a lot of shared nibbles on carrots to build the strong bond we have today. But let me tell you, once that bond was there, it made everything better. We groom each other, keep each other warm, and even have our own little games we play. Life is just richer when you have someone to share it with. For humans, connections are just as vital. Whether it's family, friends, or even colleagues, building strong relationships is key to feeling like you belong. It's about finding those people who understand you, support you, and share in both your joys and your challenges. But just like with us bunnies, these bonds take time and effort. You have to nurture them, give them attention, and sometimes even a little forgiveness. But oh, the rewards. So how do you build these connections, Start by being present. Really listen when someone talks to you. Show interest in their lives and share your own thoughts and feelings openly. It might feel a little scary at first, but the more you put yourself out there, the deeper those bonds will grow. And remember, it's not about having a huge group of friends. It's about the quality of the connections you do have. Even one or two close relationships can make all the difference in your sense of belonging. And just like 8-Bit and I, once you've built those bonds, don't forget to cherish them. A little extra care goes a long way in keeping those connections strong. It's these relationships that create the safety net we all need, making us feel like we truly belong in this world. Hey there, wonderful listeners! Do you love trying new treats and discovering flavours from around the world? Well, let me tell you about today's sponsor, Try the World. Imagine receiving a curated box of gourmet snacks and delicacies from different countries right at your burrow. I mean doorstep, each month. Every box is filled with a delightful assortment of international goodies, from French butter cookies and Italian chocolate tarallini to Thai sriracha banana chips and beyond. It's like a tasty adventure you can enjoy without ever leaving home. Each treat is carefully selected to bring you the best flavours from around the globe, offering a unique culinary experience. Whether you're a foodie looking to explore new tastes or just someone who loves a good snack, Try the World has something for everybody. And it's not just about the snacks. Each box also includes a cultural guide, helping you learn about the traditions and stories behind your new favourite treats. It's a wonderful way to expand your horizons and enjoy some delicious surprises along the way. So, if you're ready to embark on a global munching adventure, hop over to 12hopflop.com/try the world and start your journey today. Use code JOY10 for 10% off your order. Trust me, your taste buds will thank you. That's 12hopflop.com/try the world and use code JOY10 for 10% off. Happy munching, my friends. Now, let's get back to the show. Let's hop into something really important. Acceptance. You know, not every bunny is the same. Some of us have floppy ears, some have straight ears, some of us are brown, some are white. But in the end, we're all still bunnies, and we all have a place in the burrow. The same goes for you humans. Everyone is a little different, whether it's how you look, how you think, or what you believe. And that's okay. In fact, it's more than okay. It's wonderful. Acceptance is about welcoming these differences, both in yourself and in others. It's about understanding that everyone has something unique to bring to the table. Just like in a bunny colony, where each rabbit has its role. In your communities, everyone contributes something valuable. Maybe someone has a great sense of humour, or another person is always there with a kind word when you need it most. These differences are what make your group strong and vibrant. But let's be honest, accepting differences isn't always easy. Sometimes it's hard to understand someone who thinks or acts differently than you. But that's where the magic happens. When you take the time to listen, to really see things from another's perspective, you grow. And as you grow, so does your sense of belonging, because you start to see how everyone, including yourself, fits into the bigger picture. So next time you encounter someone different from you, whether it's a new colleague, a neighbour, or even a family member, take a deep breath and remind yourself that diversity is the spice of life. Embrace it, learn from it, and watch how your world expands as you welcome new ideas and perspectives into your life. It's through this acceptance that true belonging is built. All right, my hoppy friends, let's talk about keeping the burrow open. Now, in a bunny colony, we make sure there's room for everyone. Whether you're a big bunny, a small bunny, or somewhere in between, there's always a spot in the burrow. This is what inclusivity is all about, making sure everyone feels welcome and valued no matter who they are. For humans, inclusivity means creating spaces where everyone has a place, where no one feels left out or overlooked. It's about recognising that each person brings something unique to the table, and that diversity only makes the community stronger. Whether it's at work, in your neighbourhood, or even online, fostering an inclusive environment is key to building a sense of belonging for everyone. But inclusivity isn't just about opening the door, it's about keeping it open and inviting. It's about actively reaching out to those who might feel on the fringes, making an effort to include them in conversations, activities, and decisions. Maybe it's as simple as saying hello to a new neighbour or inviting a colleague to lunch. These small gestures can have a big impact on making someone feel like they truly belong. And just like in a bunny burrow, where every bunny looks out for one another, inclusivity is about mutual care and respect. It's about understanding that a community is only as strong as its most vulnerable members. When everyone feels included and valued, the entire group thrives. So whether you're part of a big team at work, a close-knit group of friends, or even just a family dinner, remember to keep the burrow open. Make space for everyone, celebrate differences, and watch how your community flourishes when everyone feels they belong. As we hop toward the end of our time together today, let's take a moment to reflect on everything we've talked about. Belonging isn't just a feeling, it's a fundamental need, whether you're a bunny or a human. We all need a place where we feel safe, understood, and loved. And that place isn't just about where you live. It's about the connections you build, the acceptance you show, and the inclusivity you foster. Think about the ways you can create that sense of belonging in your own life. Maybe it's by making your home a little cozier, reaching out to someone who might need a friend, or simply embracing the differences that make each person unique. Every small step you take toward creating belonging doesn't just help you, it helps everyone around you feel more connected and valued too. So, as you go about your day, remember that you have the power to create belonging, both for yourself and for others. Whether it's in your home, your community, or your workplace, you can make a difference by being open, accepting, and inclusive. Just like in a bunny burrow where everyone has a place, you can help create spaces where everyone feels they belong. Thank you so much for joining me today on 12 Hop Flop. I hope you found our little chat about belonging helpful and maybe even a bit heartwarming. Remember, we're all in this big burrow together, and the more we look out for each other, the stronger our community becomes. If you enjoyed today's episode, don't forget to subscribe so you never miss a hop. And if you have any thoughts, questions, or stories of your own about belonging, I'd love to hear them. Leave a comment or a review, and let's keep the conversation going. Until next time, this is Floppy signing off, sending you warm wishes from my cozy little burrow. Keep hopping along, and I'll see you next time.